from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about jazz, skateboards, and the wheel of life. David Wiegand is always ready for his next incarnation. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
And I'm a big wheel.
You are. Let's open with something kind of dupish. Jason Moran playing a great Duke Ellington tune. And this is the event of the week, David, I think. Jason Moran, great pianist, but he's also appearing with skateboarders.
That's right.
Never seen that before.
No, I haven't either. I don't know that anybody really has. But they've built a half pipe on the stage of SF Jazz. And he'll be performing with some actual skateboarders, real skateboarders, who are going to be showing their stuff and hopefully not getting injured.
Yeah, Adrian Williams, Dave Abair, and Jabari Pendleton among the skateboarders there. And you can catch Jason Moran in a more traditional approach tonight at SF Jazz when he brings the West Coast premiere of his Fats Waller project here. Then Moran does two nights of music and skateboarding Saturday and Sunday. I think of the Charles Schulz Museum as a place to appreciate the great work he did in his daily comic strips, but they're also celebrating Schulz's Mad Men aesthetic. Does that mean that Mies van der Rohe designed the classic Snoopy doghouse?
No, that was Le Corbusier, I
believe. Oh, yeah, really? Okay.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, Schulz really did have a sense of design. If you look at the cartoons beyond Charlie Brown and Lucy and all that kind of stuff, there really is a reflection of what living rooms looked like. And so the museum is really celebrating those designs. Charles and Ray Eames, George Nelson, paintings by Hassel Smith and Ralph Dukas, as well as other people, to sort of, you know, show you what the context was that Schulz was working in.
Don't recline in your Eames chair. Head for the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa for a look at the mid-century modern exhibit, opening tomorrow and continuing through the end of October. We go back and forth about cabaret here at The Do List. Hate it, love it. I do love hearing this woman sing.
Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, let's take it away, take it away.
The fabulous Sutton Foster. She's opening an old space with a new look and a new name. Feinstein's at the Hotel Nikko. And David, you and I were both there for the soft opening for this place earlier this week when Michael Feinstein performed. What'd you think?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a lot of fun. I always think of Feinstein as the head librarian for the American Songbook, and he delivered on that. The room itself is a welcome addition, I think, to the Bay Area. They've got a great lineup coming up. As far as Sutton Foster is concerned, she's the ultimate Broadway ingenue. She won a Tony for Thoroughly Modern Millie. You know, she's really good. She can sing. She can dance. She's a star of a TV show now, Bunheads. She can do it all.
Sutton Foster opens Feinstein's at the Nikko with her music director, Michael Rafter, on piano. That's Wednesday through the following Sunday, and there's quite a lineup in the weeks to come. It's bigger than a Zinfandel at 15% alcohol. It's 60 bands on three stages over 3 days in Napa Valley, in the city of Napa. And David, they've got an amazing lineup. Kind of pricey, though.
It is kind of pricey, but, you know, I really hope this thing works because this is sort of like outside lands, you know? I mean, this is a huge show. It goes over 4 days. Black Keys, Charlie Musselwhite, Zac Brown Band, Primus, Alabama Shakes, one of my favorite bands, as well as some comics like Wyatt Cenac. And, you know, it's a great time to go to wine country. Beautiful weather. Let's hope it stays.
Yeah, there'll be lots of good food and wine at the fairgrounds. The first, maybe annual, Bottle Rock Festival is at the Napa Expo in the city of Napa Thursday through next Sunday. And let's close with a hot blend of folk-infused punk at a more intimate venue. Producer Susie Rocho made sure we listened to that song by Laura Stevenson. That's Runner off her new album, Wheel, which I guess is the wheel of life. It's really good stuff, and produced by Rob Moose of Bon Iver.
Yeah, that's right. And she's been around for a while. She was a member of a music collective, I love this, called Bomb the Music Industry. Now she performs with Laura Stevenson and the Cans. Her grandfather was a composer, a very well-known composer, who wrote The Little Drummer Boy, which is the most maddening Christmas song I've ever heard.
I can't get it out of my head.
As well as Do You Hear What I Hear?
Laura Stevenson and the Cans play Bottom of the Hill Wednesday night, and that's just $12, so that's our cheap thrill for the week. Thanks a lot, David.
It's in the can.
Thank you. David Wiegand is executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.